Hello. I hope this podcast finds you well. I wanted to talk about the new Hunger Games movie because I just saw it this week and it was really good. And I feel like I have not gone to the movies to see a movie that I liked, like, and ended up liking it in a very long time. Hold up, I'm pulling out my Letterboxd so I can see what movies, like, I've recently complained about. Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's was, like, okay. I saw... What else did I see? Oh, Bottoms. Bottoms was good. Okay, so I've actually seen a lot of good movies in the movie theater. I think what really happened is that I saw Barbie, and it just, like, made me think that movies are bad. But that's a whole other... That's a whole other podcast episode. But yeah, I saw the new Hunger Games and I was expecting it to be bad because I read kind of a negative review that was like, it's just mediocre and it's not as good as the other ones. But it actually is as good as the other ones. Like, it's just as good as the other ones, I would say. Especially, like, Catching Fire, because if you guys remember, like, the first Hunger Games is not nearly as good as Catching Fire because they switched directors. Catching Fire is an excellent movie, and it's one of the best, like, Hunger Games movies, and I would say that the Songbird, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is better than the Mockingjay movies, but not better than Catching Fire. So, like, if I was ranking all the Hunger Games movies, number one would be Catching Fire, number two would be Songbirds and Snakes, number three would be the first one, and then the last two would be the Mockingjay ones, because I just, like, did not really think that those were good. They're just so military, and I was just like, eh. Like, I understand why they needed to have them. It's the rebellion, like, there's a military, like, whatever, but, like, I couldn't get into it at all. Not really an action person. But yeah, I really liked the movie that came out, and I just wanted to say that if you were thinking about maybe going... I would definitely recommend going. And this is, like, I might get into the specifics, but I'll try not to spoil too much of it. And I'll let you know if, like, I'm about to spoil something. But it was really, really good. I would say, like, the two main characters, the actors, hold on, let me find their names. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Rachel Zegler and Tom Blythe. I thought they were good. I liked them. I was there. Hunter Schafer was in there too. She was good. Viola Davis, Peter Dinklage. Like, they were all really good in it. And I think that they really carried the legacy of the prior Hunger Games movies well, where they weren't too, they weren't overacting. They were acting just enough. I'm not gonna lie though, the country accent, the southern accent that Rachel Zegler had, it took me for a loop. It took me probably half the movie to get over it. It was really grating. And I just don't think she needed to have a southern accent. Like, it just, nobody else had, like, southern accents. It just felt really weird. But I do kind of understand, like, why, like, the South, or why, like, District 12 is, like, southern coded, because, like, there's just a lot of similarities between its rank in the Hunger Games and its rank, like, currently right now, at least as far as, like, the U.S., and then there's the Global South, and, like, yeah, I get it, but, like, at the same time, like, it just wasn't, didn't really do anything for me. yeah, so that was one thing I didn't really like, but otherwise, I really liked the, like, whole arc of Snow, President Snow throughout the whole movie. We really got to know him, like, intimately, and, like, also just knowing more lore and more, like, Hunger Games world lore and history. I really liked a lot of the moments from the book that I remember reading, being like, oh my gosh, like, that's so crazy. Like, they really transferred well onto the screen. The music was really good. I know it's controversial, but I thought the music was good. It wasn't, like, a musical. There was just singing, and there was singing in the other ones, too. So I liked that, at least in this one. I mean, no offense, no shade to Jennifer Lawrence, but I thought the music was much better in this one than in the other ones where they have Jennifer Lawrence singing. Yeah, I will say, though, there's a lot of violence in it. And there's that's something that I feel like people don't really, like, maybe they do realize it. And I'm just like, people don't understand this. Maybe I'm just saying that to feel superior. But I guess what I'm saying is just that, like, I forget how violent the Hunger Games are whenever I go to rewatch it. And this movie is extremely violent. And there's so much violence in it. It's integral to the plot. And I guess, like, I don't know, it was kind of upsetting to me a little bit. So I don't know, just like, I would bear that in mind, especially if you're like returning to it after a long time. Like, it is a violent story. There's a lot of violence in it. Viola Davis ate down, 888. I was so scared of her. But also, like, I wanted to be her still. I love, this is another thing I feel like they always do in the Hunger Games, but I love, like, when they have, like, gray area characters where they're, like, you love them, but they're evil, but, like, you love them, like, Effie Trinket, Haymitch, and then I feel like in this new movie, Pink Peter Dinklage and Viola Davis kind of have those roles where you're, like, what? But you also, like, kind of like them. Snow, I honestly, like, didn't hate him throughout the whole movie until, and then I just kind of got confused. All right, this is a bit of a spoiler, but I got a little bit confused with when he, like, had all these, like, terrible opinions about the districts, and he was like, ew, like, the districts are gross, like, I never want to live there, like, I have to take, homegirl, what's homegirl's name? I'm sorry. Lucy, yes, I need to take Lucy out of the districts and we need to go back to the capital. So he had these opinions, but also simultaneously fell in love with a girl from District 12. And I'm putting fell in love in major air quotes because it was definitely about possession. Like, even toward the end, you're like getting that vibe. Like, he just wanted her. And I don't know what she saw in him, to be honest. Like, a part of me thought that she was just playing him to kind of, like, get through the games, and then, like, when he arrived in 12, she was gonna be like, ew, like, I can't stand this guy because, you know, he's my oppressor, essentially. But, like, she didn't, and she was like, yes, like, Snow, you're here. And I was really iffed out by that. So by the end, she kind of, like, wakes up and realizes, like, what his beliefs are. But I always, like, am iffed out by movies that try to portray, like, the oppressor and the oppressed are in love. And it's, like, so hard because they come from different worlds. But it's really not that hard because Snow's friend, Sejanus, had really good beliefs about the districts and, like, what he could do to help. And Snow literally got him killed. So it was like, okay, like, you actually don't have to be this way just because you're from the capital. You've decided to be this way. And yeah, so I think that also, like, made it tough because I feel like if it was, like, more of, like, Sejanus and Lucy coupling, then I would be a little more like, okay, I understand how this could be, like, conflict while also, like, working a little bit better than what Snow and Lucy were doing. I was like, this is just too much. Like, he doesn't care about her. He just wants to take her back to the capital and keep her in his mansion. And, like, why would he think she would want to do that? Like, I don't, ego. But anyway, yeah, at the end when he, like, the ending with them too, I was like, well, like, okay, like, I'm glad that it wasn't a situation where he was, like, trying, like, genuine about, like, being into her, because the ending is really, like, when you get that, okay, he's evil now, like, he's definitely evil now. Like, maybe before he was ignorant, you know, he had really skewed perception of the world, but he's evil now. And then at the end, when Tigress is like, you look just like your father, and she looks kind of disappointed. Delicious. The last thing I'll say is just that it is, like, almost 3 hours long, but it goes by really fast. And I feel like it's still worth it. this is one of the few movies, especially if you're into The Hunger Games, this is worth it because it's a part of The Hunger Games series. And I know, like, homegirl Katniss isn't in it, but by the time The Hunger Games ended, Katniss, PETA, Gale, all of the main characters, they were getting on my nerves bad. So having a new cast, new characters really helps because it doesn't feel like we're going back to The Hunger Games, which is nice and it's nostalgic and I love it, but it's not, like, picking up with Katniss when she's, like, 50 and she has children. Like, I don't want to see that. I'm so sorry. I don't want to see that. Not because she's 50, but because I feel like, last time I saw her, like, she was annoying. And, like, every time they bring back characters in a few years down the line, it's just not satisfying. Like, I watched the Gilmore Girls remake. It's just not satisfying. Like, I would rather have, yeah, just a prequel or a new set of stories than, like, trying to recreate what was already there. And I think this movie just did a great job of, like, staying in the Hunger Games world with this. It doesn't even feel like any time has passed. Like, I loved it so much. I thought it was so good. And yeah, so I would just recommend that you see it if you're interested. I'm probably gonna see it again, to be honest, because it's just who I am. Like, I really love the Hunger Games. I did a whole thing on the Hunger Games in 2020 on this podcast, but I don't think it's still up, but I think I might put it back up because I saw somebody on Instagram Reels talking about the Hunger Games YA dystopia is just like Black people's reality in the United States, and I made a 45 minute YouTube video about that. And like, I'm not saying that they're copying me, but I kind of am, and I feel like I should be getting credit for my intellectualizing the Hunger Games. Just saying. But yeah, that's it. Love and peace. And yeah, I will be back on here probably soon.